Manuscript Releases, Volume 1, Numbers 19 to 96. M.R., Number 79. Excerpts from E.G. White Letter for an Article in Junior Guide. Release requested for use in an article for juniors to appear in the Junior Guide to be in the hands of the children on Spirit of Prophecy Sabbath, April 14, 1956.
My dear granddaughter, I feel a deep interest in you. I want you to have an experience that will be for your present and eternal good. Keep your heart stayed ever upon God. The work of cultivating the heart is profitable at all times and in all places. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building.
1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. We may learn a lesson from the work of the farmer in cultivating the field. He must cooperate with God. His part is to prepare the ground and plant the seed at the right time and in the right way. God gives the seed life. He sends the sunshine and the showers, and the seed springs up, first the blade, then the ear, after that, the full corn in the ear. Mark 4, verse 28. If the farmer fails to do his part, if the human agent does not cooperate with divine agencies, the sun may shine, the dew and the showers may fall upon the soil, but there will be no harvest. And though the work of planting had been done, unless God sent the sunshine and the dew and the rain, the seed would never, never spring up and grow. So, in the cultivation of character, you must cooperate with God. His word directs you to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2, verse 12-13. You have a part to act, and as you act this part, God will surely cooperate with you. Letter 130, 1903, pages 1, 2. To Miss Ella White, July 5, 1903.
How pleased is the Lord to see you, his little flock, truthful, upright, honest in all things. How pleased is your Father in heaven to listen to the fervent prayer rising from each heart, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Is there any precept of thy word slighted, any command that I disobey? Am I inclined to be untruthful in little things? Am I seeking to form right habits? Is the spirit I cherish in accordance with the mind and will of my pattern, Jesus Christ? Is there any secret excuse I am making for my neglect of duty, for my disobedience? In turn, he asks each of you, Willie, Ella, and Mabel, Edith, and Nettie, that you give him your hearts. Give him, in return for his great love, cheerful recognition of your obligation to God. Keep his commandments and follow his footsteps. Let your prayer be, take my poor heart and let it be thine, wholly and entirely, thine, now and forever. Jesus loves you, dear children. You are his little flock. He wants each one of you to form a beautiful character. There will always be temptations coming to you individually to cherish and strengthen by indulgence the weak, defective element in your characters. You may never again have as precious an opportunity of being associated as you are now. So you should seek to be very kind to one another, to be thoughtful of your words and actions, lest you sow in one another's hearts seeds which will become tares, thistles, and other obnoxious plants. These words will not only grieve the hearts of one another, but they will grieve the heart of Jesus Christ. Let not the enemy sow the seeds of envy, of fretting, of complaining, or of thinking evil one of another. A seed of jealousy is ready to spring into life at any moment and will endeavor to gain the mastery. Now, little flock, Remember that you are Christ's children. You are bought with a price. Let the love of Christ Jesus constrain you. Seek to be helpful to one another. You now have a precious opportunity to learn the very things that you need to learn to make you useful. Letter 101, 1895, pages 3, 4. To Dear Children, November 2, 1895. Will you not ask your children to put into this box the money that they would otherwise spend for candy and other needless things? When visitors come to your home, they will see the box and will ask in regard to it. Let the children tell the story of their effort to help a needy missionary field by denying self. I ask the children to show an unselfish interest in the work in the South. Will they not give their mites to help in this work? There are many ways in which they might earn money for this purpose. Cannot the children make simple, useful household articles and sell them, telling those to whom these things are offered of the work to which the money thus raised is to be devoted? The Lord will bless them as they work for Him. They can be His helping hand. As they do their work in the home with faithfulness, they are laboring in unity with Christ for the formation of Christ-like characters. They are helping to bear the burdens of the household, and the mother is not obliged to be a slave to the family.
Children can be acceptable missionaries in the home and in the church. God would have them taught that they are in this world for useful service, not merely for play. They can be trained to do missionary work that will prepare them to fill wider spheres of usefulness. 138, 1903, 1, 2, 4. To my dear brethren and sisters everywhere, how we can help the Southern work. November 17, 1903. White Estate, Washington.